The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hi, my name is Joe Fickus, and I am from Birmingham in the United Kingdom. Even though I live 5,000 miles away, I listen to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
Hi, this is Karen from Norwalk, Connecticut, and you're listening to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
Hi, this is Karen from Norwalk, Connecticut, and you're listening to the Mickey Milers Podcast.
Hi, this is Jennifer Hart Leaston. I'm from California, and I listen to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
Hi, this is Rob. I'm from Methuen, Massachusetts, and you're listening to the Mickey Miles and More Podcast.
Hi, it's Andy Jackson from Riverview, Florida, and I love listening to Mike and Michelle on the Mickey Miles Podcast.
Hi, I'm Mike Trummel from Lane, Illinois, and I love the Mickey Miles Podcast.
Hi, I'm Jan Trummel, and I'm from Lane, Illinois, and I love listening to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
I'm Teresa Kometz from Portland, Michigan, and I listen to Mickey Miles as I train.
I'm John Kometz, and I listen to Mickey Miles while she trains.
Hi, I'm Marcy Holland, and I listen to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
Hey, I'm Leslie from Minnesota, and I love the Mickey Miles Podcast.
Hi, this is Heather from New Jersey, and you're listening to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is Susanna Cruz, and I am from Chicago, and I listen to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
Hi, my name is Lori Weiner, and I'm from North Canton, Ohio, and I love the Mickey Miles and More Podcast.
This is Rudy Novotny, the voice of America's Marathons, and I love listening to the Mickey Miles Podcast like none other.
This is the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 546 of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, otherwise known as Santa Mike. And with me on the show are my two elves, Michelle Scribner-McLean. Hello, Michelle.
Well, season's greetings to you, Mr. Santa Mike.
Well, well, Michelle, have you been a good little girl this year?
I have been. I have been a good little girl. And you know who's been a great little girl or person, I guess, is our buddy from San Antonio, Texas, Wanda Byram, who... I gave her a shout out a few weeks ago, but she deserves another one because she just graduated from college. Boom. Yes, she did, which is awesome. So congratulations. I mean, I just think it's wonderful anyway, but as a college person, I know how hard it is, and it's awesome. Congratulations, Wanda.
Congratulations, Wanda. Very, very, very Christmas. And of course, we have another co-host on the show who I really, really like because of his first name. It reminds me of my first name. Chris Kringle is my name, of course, and his name is Chris Eliopoulos. Hello, Chris.
Merry Christmas. I'll go by Kringle today. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And what's up with you, baby?
Wow.
Wow.
I think I need to get off your lap right now. I'm feeling very uncomfortable.
Oh, my goodness.
We just play the piano. Goodness. Come see me at the River Roost.
Okay. So my song for today is one that it is by a gentleman that Mike, I know you love Logic, and the song is 1-800-273-8255, which is like your favorite, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That, like, 8, 6, 7, 5, 3,
I love that. I love the group singer. I love the those who perform that song.
Logic. It's a guy.
Logic. Okay.
It's a rapper. It's a hip hop song. It's very good, actually. You probably hear it on regular radio stations these days. It's a really good song. So give it a listen. Yeah,
I will.
Thanks, Santa.
What is today's date?
I don't know. What's today's date?
December 21st.
Christmas.
I was gonna into my rendition of Rent. Okay.
But
Christmas Eve, Eve, Eve.
But we're gonna pretend that it's not December 21st. We're gonna pretend that it's December 25th. Okay. And we're all underneath the Christmas tree. And there are 9 presents under the tree. 3 for each one of us. Actually, why do we have 3? 3 for each.
Why are we under the tree? I don't want to be under the tree.
It's a big tree.
Dripping
sap on
us. We have gifts that we have very carefully thought of. And we are going to exchange our gifts. And we're each going to give each other 3 gifts that are Disney related.
What's in this one? What's in this one?
I don't know. Chris, come on.
All right, I'm sorry. I shouldn't shake up my presents.
Eggnog.
Boy, these sound effects are so real.
Yeah, you know, yeah, we can have a low budget.
Feeling it?
We have a low budget.
Hey.
Wow.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to go around. We're going to go Michelle, Chris, and me, and we're going to go around 3 times, and we're going to see what we have given each other. So, Michelle, the first time around, well, let's play it by ear. Let's see how it works.
Yeah. How are we doing this? I don't know.
I don't know. We'll have to figure this out as we go along.
Who's the first gift to?
So I think the first go around, Michelle and I will divulge one of our gifts to Chris. So, Michelle, you go first.
All right, Chris. Sweet. Okay, open it
What's
up.
In it?
All right.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at that.
Oh, my goodness. So let me explain this gift to you. I got you a 3-day Disney cruise for 4 people. Hey, wait. But I got you a 3-day because I know you're not so sure about the Disney cruise. I got you concierge level. Uh-huh. So that's going to be about $7,000 for 3 days. But the cool thing is it has a private deck and a gigantic private deck so that you guys can spend your time all alone if you want to and not interact with anybody. A private veranda.
Right.
And it's only 3 days. So I thought, you know, you're going to have your boys with you. You'll have Audra with you. Well, you're not getting you in the water. You don't have to be in the water. But I thought 3 days, you can handle it. And it's going to be just top of, you're going to have your own, personal, I don't know if they call them butlers or cabin attendant to help you. And you could do.
Wow.
What? Don't you like it?
Just the receipts in the box, right?
Michael's going to get you the same thing.
You're one of those people.
He told me.
I'm going to give you what I think you should have, not what I know you want.
You're going to, but see, I made it 3 days and I gave you a private veranda.
I know.
And it's awesome.
I'll send somebody in my place.
Oh my God. The first gift is a bomb.
Bomb! All right, let me throw this away.
All right, Mike, what did you get him?
Well, Chris, I just want you to know that I want you not to worry about next year with the races, all the East Coast races, because I'm going to pay for all of your East Coast races in Orlando. Nice. And every race will come with it a 5-night stay at the Grand Floridian Hotel and Spa. You'd be my guest.
Spa.
So I'm paying for your race registration. I'm paying for your flight. I'm paying for your room. I'm paying for your meals. And if you want runner's retreat in January or anytime, you've got that too. And it's approximately $15,000, I believe.
Wow.
So
you blew a lot of money on that first gift.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the kind of guy
I am. Well, thanks. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Okay, so now, Chris, why don't you divulge your gift, one of your gifts to Michelle and one of the gifts to me?
Well, you got coal, so we'll get out of the way. So here's one for Michelle. You guys did the whole money thing. We forgot to mention that we gave ourselves a $25,000 limit. Because we're all
yes,
so rich.
Yes.
So that's why everybody's been mentioning money. I didn't even bother guessing because I don't think any of mine tended to go that far up over the line. But so
great.
So Michelle, This is a good one. It's basically just airfare and hotel costs. I'm going to fly us out to California. I've got a couple of friends, so I thought we could get into the Pixar Animation Studios and go on a tour. So, like I said, because I know a few people who work there, and I think I could get us in there. So, really, it would only be airfare and a hotel stay. So,
that would be awesome.
If you'd like to go visit the Pixar Studios with me,
yeah,
and maybe we'll take Mike along.
Especially now that I saw Coco, and it was so amazing.
Mm.
Yes. Thank you, Chris.
And no cruising involved. All right, so Mike, I will mention some cruising for you, though.
Mm-hmm.
So for you, I got you a multi-hour Grand One cruise. So in Disney World, they have a yacht that they have there. And so I thought they have a butler or whatever you want to call the person who, you know, they provide food and stuff. So it would be multi-hours, and it would go I've done this before. I've actually got on this boat, and they tour you through the waterways there, and you get to see. They'll take you by what's that the park that was abandoned, that old wooden thing,
River Country.
Is that what it was? And
yeah.
They take you over there, and they take you all around. It's a really amazing cruise, and they provide food and beverages. And then I figured it would go on for a couple of hours into the night, and then you could watch the fireworks. They pipe in the music into the yacht. And you can watch the fireworks.
Awesome.
With the music.
Wow.
So that's your cruise. So.
Nice. Thank you.
There we go.
All right. Oh. So now it's me giving the gifts one of the gifts I'm going to give you, Chris, another one of you, and Michelle. So let's start off with Michelle. Michelle, I know what you love, and I know what you would love to do, and more than anything else, and that's travel. So I am going to, with one of my gifts to you, I am giving you a 11-night Northern European tour on the Disney Cruise Line.
Woohoo!
It's 11 nights. It goes from Dover to Copenhagen. It's 11 nights.
Nice!
And, I will fly you to Dover, and I will pay for your cruise.
I've been to Dover. And, that's where the English channel is.
Dover, come right over.
Very nice.
So I figured, you know, you haven't had a, you know, so you get to go to all the different ports over 11 days and really, really relax. So that's one of your gifts.
Thank you.
The theme here.
You're welcome.
Woo-hoo. That cruise thing going.
Yeah. And Chris, for your second gift from me.
I talked about getting you a cruise. So just remember.
Well, I'm not going to get him a cruise. But what I am going to do is I'm going to fly you and Audra to Aulani for a week in Aulani.
Oh, man.
Woohoo!
Nice.
I will pay for your air, I will pay for your room, and I will pay for your food. You will eat at only the best restaurants. And I'm also going to offer you any type of, if you want a massage, you can go to the spa and have that. You will only have the best, and you will have, you will have whatever. Nice. And you also can go on a shopping spree in Honolulu. And I think that you would enjoy that, and that will be 1 week vacation, the week of your choice.
I love it. Thank you. That's pretty awesome. I love it. Okay. So what's up next? Who's next?
Now, Michelle, again with you and me.
Okay.
All right. So, Chris, I got you a table at Victoria and Albert for your, I don't know, so I think it fits 8. I've never been. But I think it's going to be you and Audra and 6 of your closest friends. I hope 2 of them are on this podcast with you, but paying for everything. So it's going to be like one of these wonderful 3-4 hour meals with all the alcohol included at the chef's table. And we're going to be spoiled, and it's going to be fabulous.
Oh, I love it.
Oh,
look at
you're
you guys
welcome.
Spending. See, this is the way to do it.
Mike.
I think, is it my turn now? Do I do like you guys again?
Oh, do I do both, 1 to each of you?
Oh, you do. That's right. Sorry. I totally stepped over.
Okay. So Mike, I am going to send you on a trip to Disneyland in November, because I know it's your favorite time to go there, so that you can see the Christmas overlay at the Haunted Mansion And also the Christmas overlay at Small World. And you're going to get to stay at the Grand Floridian. And it's going to be wonderful. So I was thinking I could afford about 3 or 4 days of that for you.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's fun to pretend to spend money.
I know. Tons of money, right?
Chris?
All right. So, who am I going first? Mike. We'll go first with Mike. So, I chose for you, Michael, we're going to do a private dinner party in the American Adventure, including a performance of the Voices of Liberty.
Oh, that's a good one.
I figure we have an in with a certain travel agent who could sort of set this up where they do this in a lot of different of the attractions where I think Becky was telling me one time she had an event in the Haunted Mansion proper. They actually cleared out, I guess, the dance area, and then people got to sit and eat and, like, walk around, you know, after hours and stuff. So I figured the American Adventure with you, your favorite attraction, and getting to listen to the Voices of Liberty and then eat a good meal. So
nice. I like it.
I think it'll work, though. All right.
You guys are very creative.
Hey, we're trying. And for Michelle. So from our discussions over the years, I've discovered that you really do love the behind-the-scenes tours.
Yeah.
So I am officially paying for you to go to all of the behind-the-scenes tours, including Savor the Savannah and the Holiday Delights Tour, the trains, everything. Anything you want to go see, we will let you go. I figured you'd like the Savannah. There's like, I think there's two Savannah ones. One's like a nighttime event.
Yes.
Can go. And then there's like the special behind the scenes stuff that you can go normally. I know you've got an actual safari, but I thought maybe this would be like a close thing to something like that. But you know, like the Holiday Delights is how they, you know, put up all the lighting for the
that's
holidays.
Cool. Oh, I didn't even know they did that.
Yeah, so I was looking up all those different tours. So there's a bunch of them that we aren't even aware of that they do. So
you know, it's interesting. I have a friend who went on the trains tour, and like me, she thought, not really interested. She said it was one of the best tours. She went because her father-in-law is really into trains, and she said it was amazing. So I thought, wow, maybe I'll go on that tour. Well, now I can.
I know.
Thank you.
All right, what's next, Michael? Who's up?
I guess it's me. And Michelle is first. And Michelle, I figured that it would be a good idea if I could combine this gift with your birthday. And so around your birthday, you're going to be flown out. And it's funny because this sounds very familiar to something that you were going to give me or Chris or both of us, something like that. I think we're all pretty much in the same area. But for your birthday, I'm going to write on you. You're going to fly out the day before your birthday. I'm flying you out to Disneyland. You're going to be staying at the Grand Californian for, I don't know, I have it down for 4 days. You're going to see all the Christmas stuff. You're going to go to all the Christmas specials. You're going to go to all the parties, all the special ticket things. I'm buying you a premier annual pass so you have it for both coasts. And after that, I'm flying you back to Walt Disney World for 4 days in their Christmas celebration, including candlelight processional, first row, and the Mickey not so scary Mickey's Very Merry Christmas party, and for the fireworks at the Magic Kingdom and for the fireworks at Epcot, you are going to get a fast pass. And the same thing for the studios. So basically, it's a birthday Christmas celebration. I don't know what the cost, the total cost is. I think I had it somewhere around $8,000, but money is no object. Wow. So that's your gift. Now, Chris, for you.
Thank you. Did I get to say thank you?
Oh, you're welcome. So, Chris, I've given you one or two so far, just one?
I think we've done two so far.
I've done two for you. Okay, so your third gift, then. I'm giving you your third gift. And this is, let me see, where is it here? Yeah, so the same, sort of the same thing, except that I'm going to give you a month at the Grand Floridian.
Jesus and, Christ.
Yes, it's going to be. But I'm going to give you it's going to be because I'm giving you a month and I want to make sure I can afford it. I had it's just going to be a one bedroom studio, you know, somewhere. And
cheap bastard.
Yeah, it's going to be in the fall. It's going to be in the fall where you can enjoy food and wine and everything. So
nice.
Yeah. Awesome. I just love it. I guess first thought is I've got work to do.
So sad, isn't it? What am I doing?
I can't take your generosity. I have work to do.
I have things I got to get done. That's how bad my life is. It's everything's about work.
Oh my god.
Sorry. But thank you, Michael. That was a very thoughtful game.
Yeah, I figured you need that. You need to get away.
I do, see? That's how bad it is. That all I think about is work. Maybe I do need the month away. I'll take it.
Oh, boy.
All right. Okay. So am I up now? Is it my turn to do you guys?
I believe so.
It's me.
Do me.
Or is it Michelle's turn?
I think it's my turn.
Okay.
Because I've got these last gifts for you.
Okay.
I don't know if Chris is going to like this one either, but we'll give it a shot. It's very simple. I thought that I've been a Disney Vacation Club owner for a long time, and I was looking through. I went on dvcbyresale.com, and I thought, where would Chris, if Chris had DVC points, where would he like them? And I thought Beach Club, because it's near Yacht Club, and I thought, I'm not really sure that would be where I would buy him DVC. So I was able to find 100 points at the Poly.
Ooh,
so
nice.
That is my gift to you. 100 points of Disney Vacation Club at the Poly. Of course, that only you can only do one night a year for 100 points. No, just kidding. You can do a few more than that. But
that's awesome.
I think that would be really, really fun.
Yeah, we've been looking at that one. It's funny. We've gone through there. We did a recently, my wife and I took a day where we did a little hotel hopping. So we kind of went to the Grand Floridian, we went to the Poly, and I really come to like Poly. I love the little bars, and we have to go to Trader Sam's all the time, so it'd be nice to be there. So, well thought out gift. Thank you.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Unlike the cruise, you can keep that one.
Okay. It's worth a shot. You know, maybe get me drunk enough, maybe I'll go on the cruise. So, all right. So my turn, right? The last one's for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't give Mike one.
Oh, okay. See, I keep jumping ahead.
Mike, I know you're so excited. Mike, this is, I don't know if this is something that you've ever thought of, but I thought it would be really, really fun. A 1 week all expense paid trip to Disneyland Tokyo and Disney Sea. Sorry, Christian, I've gotten that for you. So, yeah, I thought you might like to see different Disney parks, so that is what I got you.
That's
You're
awesome.
Not crazy about that idea? Okay.
No. You know why? I think that a lot of people don't realize, but that part of the world has the most technologically advanced attractions in all of the Disney parks. It's I think that Florida and California, they fall behind Tokyo, so I'm really looking forward to
I don't
that.
Know. My friend Randy says Shanghai is pretty amazing.
Well, yeah. Well, Shanghai, that's part of the world, too. You didn't get me to Shanghai, though, huh?
No. I thought Tokyo would be a great way to start. So.
Thank you. Maybe I could have You're dinner with Masayo.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
All right.
Now it's your turn, Chris.
Well,
so
the reason I got upset, Michelle, because this, the gift I wanted to give you this time was the Asian tour, which would be Hong Kong Disneyland, Shanghai Disneyland, and Tokyo Disneyland.
I'll take it.
You'll make the tour. I've seen people do this, and I thought it was amazing that, you know, they kind of go for a couple days. They see the parks, and then they move on to the next one. They see it for a couple days, and they move on. So I thought like a week tour of the Asian Disneyland would be a fun adventure for you.
I would take it. Thank you very much. How generous you are.
I'm just a giver. Anyway. Okay. So, Mike, for the final gift of the evening, I had a couple that were sitting on here that were kind of small. Like, I had the idea that I was going to present you with a bottle of chocolate milk at the end of every Run Disney event. So I'd make sure that I was there with a bottle just for you, no matter what event you ran.
Wow.
I had another idea of giving you a home Dole Whip machine.
Oh, nice.
I actually have one, and we make Dole Whips. We have the mix, and we make it here at home. I thought that would be a joy for you. But what I finally landed on was it was sort of a tour. So it was an all-expense-paid trip to Marceline to go visit Walt Disney's home, the Hometown Museum.
Wow.
For a couple of days. And then you would fly on to California to visit all his homes and then the Walt Disney Family Museum to cap it all off.
So oh, my gosh. That's fabulous.
The Walt Disney tour.
Wow. Nice. Wow.
I thought you might get a kick out of it since he's one of your heroes and see all the actual places that he lived. And
very thoughtful.
Boy, that beats last year's gift. Last year, a guy I got was a rock.
Socks. I give you a pair of socks and a tie.
Yeah. Thank you. So I think we're down to one gift, and that's me giving a gift to Michelle. And there's a theme throughout this show, and I know one place in particular that Michelle mentioned within the last day or so that she loves, and that's London. Yes. So I think that it would be only suitable, Michelle, if one of my gifts to you would be an Adventures by Disney trip to England and France.
Oh,
so that's
nice.
What you have. So you'll be flown to England, and you will be gone. I think it's a 7 days of going through England and going through France and going to places that normally would take you hours to visit, but through Adventures by Disney, you would have access. So in essence, this 5-day trip is going to be more like you could do what you're going to be able to do in these 5 days. It would normally take you maybe 7, 8, or 9 days if you were doing it other than Adventures by Disney. So you're going back to England.
Thank you.
And this time it's
going
to be
going back to England.
It's going to be a very
nice. As long
nice,
as I'm not on the English Channel, yeah, I'm happy.
It's going to be a very nice. So that's it. So Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank you. How thoughtful. Thanks,
yeah. Wonderful.
What about?
Yes.
Did we get Chris's last one? What was Chris? Did they miss see. It?
I thought you got all. You started with me, so I'm thinking we all. You got me, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You guys are great. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to our listeners. And thank you for your support. We have a very important announcement regarding the podcast coming up next week. And we want you to be sure to listen to our podcast on the 28th of December. Chris and Michelle and I wish everyone a very happy holiday season. And we hope that you got all that you wanted for your Disney gifts. I know that I did, and I have to figure out when I'm going to take all these trips that Michelle and Chris has given me. So thanks you one more time. And Chris and Michelle, would you like to say anything to our listeners regarding Merry Christmas?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Michelle.
I just wish everybody a Merry Christmas. I'd love to hear if other people play this game. You have $25,000, and what would you get for your Disney Christmas? I'd love to hear
for
what
me.
Other people
for
come
me.
Up with.
For nobody
for Chris,
else, for me.
Chris for Christmas, right? But Merry Christmas and safe and happy 2018. Chris?
Yeah, to my family, my friends, just wanted to wish you all a happy holiday season. Happy New Year. Stay safe. Don't drink and drive. And we'll see you on the next podcast.
So for Chris Eliopoulos, for Michelle Scribner-McLean,
and for me, Santa Claus,
who sounds like Fuzzy Bear, Merry Christmas.
Waka waka
waka.
Ho ho ho.
We'll see you on the road, in the parks, and under the Christmas tree.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.